Art is too important not to share. Welcome to the Allie and Callie Artcast.
Hi, I'm Allie.
Hi, and I'm Callie. Welcome to our Artcast. How exciting is this today?
It is really exciting. We're back at the Croc where they've got a show on the stage. What's the show on the stage?
Oh, the show is called Gypsy.
Gypsy, what a surprise.
I know. We're back in the theater.
Yes,
my big, big role.
Your big, big role.
The biggest role I've ever played.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
In 40-some years of theater.
This is the biggest one. Today.
Yes, today, because this podcast is airing at 9 a.m., so plenty of time to get tickets at AspireCDA.com.
Right.
And use my name, Callie, and you'll get a discount.
That's right. I did that, and I got a
discount. Or you could use our guest name, too. But we'll tell you later.
Okay, we'll tell you that in a little bit.
Yeah, because they might want the discount, too. Anyway, so excited.
How are you feeling? Are you
feeling I'm feeling really good. I feel like I'm almost over my cold, 100%.
Yay! Almost. I'd like to think that it's the vitamin C packets of gel that I gave you to take.
Yeah, the gooey stuff that you're
gooey,
making me
gross
drink.
Stuff
I know, it's interesting.
I know,
I will
it
say
is.
That.
Yep.
I still don't sleep, but that's okay.
Okay,
I think I'll sleep when the show's over.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
The important thing is not to cough.
I know, I don't want to cough anymore. Right. But otherwise, it's going well. I'm very excited to open tonight, and it's been a journey and so many lines just in my head.
Yeah.
It's great.
Awesome.
It's great. What have you been doing?
Well, just the other day, I did a little tour of the Silver Valley with my husband, who his family used to own the Pritchard Tavern.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're working on a Silver Valley history tour for this summer.
Yeah.
And so we went and kind of scoped it out to see where the bus might be able to ride. Would it be able to go to the cemetery? We decided it probably wouldn't because it's a dirt road and there's
That'd
no place for it to turn around.
Right.
But we got some really good ideas.
Good.
And I'm really excited about it.
Well, I can't wait to get on that tour.
Yep.
Is it a drinking tour?
Of course it is.
I'll be drinking then. I'll be ready.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I think we should get on with the show.
Yes, let's get on with the show. Why don't you introduce our guests?
Well, our first guests play my daughters in the show. They play June and Louise. I have Ashley Cleveland, who plays June, and I have Bridget Erb, who plays Louise. These are my grown-up daughters.
Right.
Because I have two younger ones that I don't remember their names. But
oh.
I'm sorry. I do know their names, but they're not here, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Look in the program.
Right.
So welcome to the show, girls. And we also have Presley Dupuy, who is our musical director, but he's not on mic. He's going to play a little piano for us.
That's right.
And he's
because you guys are going to hear these two young ladies sing.
And boy, and can they sing.
They're going to wow your socks off.
And I just found out how young they are. And they're so, I was not that talented at that age.
Really?
No. No, not at all. But anyway, tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, and what made you decide to be in Gypsy,
right?
Let's start with you, Bridget.
I would gladly start. So I grew up doing theater in this area. I was a part of Christian Youth Theater in Spokane. Did that pretty much until I graduated. Did a hard pivot into tech.
Yeah.
Got my degree in information systems and data analytics. And then I started dating Presley. And Presley is heavily involved in musical theater in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, I became heavily involved in musical theater in the area once I moved back here.
It all works by osmosis.
Yeah, it all comes first, full circle here. But yeah, I, like, you know, any normal 16-year-old had an obsession with the show Gypsy.
About a striptease.
Yeah. I was just like, this show is my life. I was like, I have never related to a character more than I do Louise. But yeah, no, I was obsessed with the show in high school. And so when Aspire announced that they were going to do it, I was like, I really, really want to audition for this. I love this show. I think it's one of the most interesting musicals. It's so well written.
It's a great book.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I feel like it has such well-developed characters in it. And that's something that, like, I don't know. I don't know if I see that a ton in musical theater in general. Mm-hmm. Not that it needs to be like these
right.
high end like mm-hmm. dynamic characters, because you're singing show tunes.
But right.
It's just so amazing that Arthur Lawrence, who wrote the book, was able to pack in so much characters. Development and like, you know, you can kind of just get a sense of what the characters are feeling, even if they're not saying what they're explicitly feeling or singing about it. It just is such a well-written show.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Ashley Cleveland. I am 17 years old. I'm a junior in high school. I do fully online schooling, mainly for theater and acting, that sort. But yeah, I grew up same with Bridget, doing CYT. I did my first show when I was 7 years old. It was a Jungle
wow.
Book. Actually, Presley musically directed that. But, so yeah, that was my first show. And I still do CYT. I was just in SpongeBob a few months ago. I played Pearl. And
cute.
I'm looking forward to doing the next season as well. So yeah, I've been doing CYT ever since I was young. And then started branching out. Aspire was the second theater that I ever did. I was involved in All Shook Up.
Yeah.
And then Who's Tommy? And then I did some summer theater just this past summer.
Yes.
And stuff over at SBOT. but yeah, I'm looking forward to applying for college to go to college for musical theater this summer.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited to be doing this show. I mean, June is just such a funny, silly character to play, but also has like a depth to her and she has so many feelings. And yeah, it's just been really great to like dive into the character and like, cause these characters were real life people.
Yes.
And reading about them and the things they would do and how much of the musical is what really happened and how much is
it's a fable,
elaborated,
you know?
Yes.
Right.
So
they
yeah, it's just been,
it's a fable based on
like based on real events. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So no, it's been really great. Yeah. And especially doing it with Bridget.
Yeah.
We just like developed such a good friendship.
Well, they're
Yay.
Both fantastic. And wait till you hear them sing.
I
you know how's that for a cue? I think we should hear him sing.
Yes, I think we should hear him sing.
Are you guys ready?
I think so.
So there's this song, sure, that they sing in the show. It's in the first act, right?
Yep.
Yeah, sometimes I don't remember things.
Well, we hope you remember them tonight.
I will remember them tonight, but it's a song. Their mother's been married several times, and they really wish that their mama would just stay married. So
right.
this song is called If Mama Was Married. So here we go. Take it away, ladies.
If Mama was married, we'd live in a house as private can be. Just Mama, three ducks, five canaries, a mouse, two monkeys, one father, six turtles, and me. If Mama was married, if Mama was married, I'd jump in the air and give all my toe shoes to you. I'd get all those hair ribbons out of my hair, and once and for all, I'd get Mama out too. If Mama was married, Mama, get out your white dress. You've done it before without much success. Mama, Godspeed and God bless. We're not keeping score. What's one more? And waltz down the aisle while you may. I'll gladly support you. I'll even escort you. And I'll gladly give you away. Oh, Mama, get married today. If Mama was married, there wouldn't be any more. Let me entertain you. Let me see you smile. I will do some kicks. Ugh. I will do some tricks. Sing out, Louise. Smile, baby. Mama, please take our advice. We aren't the ones.
I'm not Fanny Bryce. Mama will buy you the rice. If only this once you wouldn't think twice.
It could be so nice if Mama got married to stay. But Mama gets married
and
married
and
married
and never gets carried away. Oh, Mama! Oh, Mama! Oh, Mama! Get married today!
Oh, that was
awesome. Yes.
Aren't they great? Yeah, their voices are beautiful.
I know.
Their voices are beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. That's
taught them everything they know.
Exactly.
Yeah, our mama.
In the show. No, they're just naturally amazing. Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm. You've got to see them. Catch them tonight. Break a leg, ladies.
Thank you.
So excited. Hi. Well, I can't wait to see where you guys go. Bridget, you're getting married soon?
Yeah, in November.
November.
Yay. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And Ashley, where are you planning to go to school?
I have lots of different options right now. I haven't even auditioned for any yet, so I just have a bunch on my radar, but I'm not sure which one I'm going to go to yet.
Good.
Do you have a preference?
Well, yeah, obviously, like University of Michigan, Baldwin Ooh. Wallace, all those big schools, but mm-hmm. also auditioning for smaller ones and just seeing where it
takes you.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think you will end up being where you are supposed to be.
Yes. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So wonderful. Thank you so much, ladies. I think we're going to take a quick little break
and then come back with the director.
For all your screen printing needs, trust the local you can count on. Pyramid Printing has been a Coeur d'Alene favorite for over 2 decades.
Specializing in screen printing, embroidery, signs, banners, and stickers, for all jobs, big and small, just give Eric a call.
Email us at info@pyramidprintingcda.com or give us a call at 208-664-0254.
PyramidPrintingCDA.com. Add a little flair to your special events with Scraps Barbecue, a great catering choice for your next gathering. Specializing in golf tournaments, sporting events, weddings, and other family-friend gatherings, their commercial kitchen can be on-site, or you can choose to have a fully catered meal delivered right to you. Known for their authentic Santa Maria-style tri-tip and tequila lime fish tacos, they can customize the menu to meet your needs for groups of 20 to 2,500. Contact Kevin at kevin@scrapsbarbecue.com or check them out on Facebook.
We're back, and we have the director of Gypsy.
Yes.
So this is Mark Jacobs. Welcome, Mark.
Welcome,
Hi,
Mark.
Thanks for being here.
Tell us all about Mark. I just met you during Singing in the Rain, mm-hmm. which you were first on crew. No, you were in it. I was in cast.
Yep.
Yes, I cast you.
Yep.
I knew that. See, this is what happens.
Yep.
I'm
poor
tired.
Brain. Your poor brain.
So tired.
It's been a long week.
It's been a really long week. It's been tech week. And if you've been in theater, you know what tech week's like.
Yes, I do.
You were cast in the show. And what was great, in Singing in the Rain, we had a cast member, a lead, get very sick. And he took over. He took over for Cosmo in Singing in the Rain in a couple of, what, a day?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're directing and you took over a...
He was in
I wasn't I was just in the cast.
In the show.
Yeah, I was just like a dancer.
Yeah.
You know, just dancing, doing stuff. And then Chance got sick.
Yeah.
Second weekend. So.
And he took over.
And he took over.
Yeah. He did a great job.
Awesome.
So fun.
And now he's my director.
Right.
So tell us about it. How do you feel about directing?
Oh, it's fun.
This big show.
I'm still learning a lot, really. I mean, I never went to any schooling for acting or directing or anything like that. I just interned for CYT a couple years ago for a Christmas story or Christmas Carol is what I interned for. And then I took a break from theater for a while, wasn't really doing anything. And then Singing in the Rain is when I got involved with it again.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Trigger over the summer about potentially interning another CYT show in the fall. And she was like, well, why don't you just intern for me for Tommy here at Aspire in the fall? So I did that, and that was a super cool experience.
Yeah.
And learned a ton from Trigger. I mean, she's so knowledgeable on everything to do with theater.
Yeah, every aspect, for sure.
Yeah, so learned a ton. And then it was like probably halfway through the process of Tommy that she was like, you know, I still haven't found a director for Gypsy. Do you just want to do it? And I was like, I don't know. Like, that's a pretty big...
That's a big step.
It's a big step. It's such a big show. And so I told her, I was like, well, I'll do it if you do it with me. If you are the, you know, the choreographer and are still there to help me, because I'm still learning a lot, like I said. So it's been fantastic having Trigger here to help. And her eye is, she sees stuff that, you know, I would never, ever see. So having her... her eyes watching the show as well has been really put me at ease about about a lot of things. So,
but I will say you have great instincts as a director, I think, and you're really good on one-on-one with the actors, which I think is really good, and very supportive, which is very helpful when an actor is feeling insecure and scared. So thank you on behalf of myself.
Well, Callie, you're amazing. That's the thing. You're fantastic. I've had to work with you probably the least out of all the people that I've worked with, you know, the leads and everything.
Because she's a professional.
She's amazing.
I've been doing this a long time. I should be pretty darn good at it. But oh my gosh, this has been a toughie. I mean, I've never had a role quite this demanding in a musical. In a straight show I have, but not in a musical. And it's a good...
Not only do you have like 90% of the lines in the show, you also have about 95% of the songs in the show to sing. Yeah, and they're not easy songs either.
They are not. And people know them. That's the other thing.
People know them.
Every time that I screw up a lyric, I think, people are going to know. Dang it. Right. They're going to know.
Oh,
so I'm really working hard. So how do you feel about opening? Are we ready?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
so excited.
It's going to
be
great. We have such a good cast.
It's been so great. This cast has been wonderful to work with. As my first project to direct, it's been so nice having a cast that, especially the main people that we've been working with every rehearsal.
Yeah.
Just such a group of people that are so willing to offer ideas and collaborate and talk about stuff. Because that's what I like. I know from my perspective as an actor, I hate to be told exactly what to do and stuff, because that just kind of takes the acting out of it for me.
Right.
So it's been really nice to have actors that are willing to offer their opinions. And, you know, if I, it's been nice because, you know, there's been times where I've had, you know, something blocked in a certain way, and the actors can, Callie's talked to me a few times, Bridget, you know, we come up and they're like, this just doesn't make sense.
It's
not
working.
This doesn't feel right. And we can, you know, we talk about it and we figure it out.
And, and a lot of it is when you get the set, all of a sudden you're like, ooh, this is, no. This
yeah, once is, you yeah. get the set,
no
it's
bueno.
Completely, almost completely reblocked the whole show.
It's like, that's not working.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, you got to be flexible and learn how to switch it up. But yet, not only are you dealing with adults, you've got children and a dog.
And a dog. Yes.
And
yes.
Thank God that there's no monkey.
There's no monkey.
Yes, boy. That would
or a real lamb.
Yeah. A real lamb running around.
Exactly.
That wouldn't have been very good.
Yeah, that would not have been very good.
The Ovation Company, in partnership with the Chalkboard Agency, is committed to improving the climate and culture of our schools. The number one indicator for student success is connectedness, feeling like you are part of something. Nothing helps connect people like a good story.
After all, isn't a podcast a way to share and collect stories? The Chalkboard Agency's mission is to connect the world of education through the stories that bond us all. To find out more, visit thechalkboardagency.com. And if you have a story to tell that you believe would help young people to be kinder to one another, reach out to the Chalkboard Agency and let us connect you to the world.
Greetings, listeners of the Allie and Callie Artcast podcast. This is Jason from Tubbs Coffee Roasters. Keeping art alive and culture relevant is the heart and soul of our community of creatives. And as a local coffee roaster who loves a good origin story of a painter or a farmer or a musician, we proudly support the Allie and Callie's Artcast podcast's expansion and exploration through positive conversation. So grab a cup of coffee, preferably one from Tubbs Coffee Roasters, and tune in, humans. Your ears will thank you.
So why don't you give us a synopsis of what Gypsy is all about?
Yeah, it's about Gypsy Rose Lee, essentially, but more so about her mom, really. I mean, it's all about Rose. And, you know, Gypsy Rose Lee, very famous burlesque dancer, known for not really taking her clothes off, you know, which is a super, super cool thing. Super really, really, really cool story to look into. I think they did a very good job.
Because it's based on real characters.
Yeah, it's based off of the real people, but they call it a fable, you know, because it's not exactly with what the actual real life story was.
The real story's a little darker than the music.
A little bit darker. Yeah. It's you know, about Rose and her kids and kind of living vicariously through them as they grow up and the hardships that created for her family and specifically for Gypsy Rose Lee, you know, Louise, as a kid, and how that kind of made her what she became famous for. So,
yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Her mama said, you know, take a little off, but make them beg for more.
Don't give it to them.
I love that.
That's a good stripper.
Yeah, leave them guessing.
Right. Exactly. Yep.
It's actually super cool. If you look at, like, the live footage of Gypsy Rose Lee, you know, and her routines, it's super cool because she talks to the audience, you know, she talks to the guys and you know, you're better than this, you don't actually want me to take off my clothes,
right? And she's definitely a tease.
It's very tease and super, super interesting. To if you ever get a chance to look at those videos, it's really interesting to see.
Yeah,
and I baby bet. June turned out to be June Havoc, the actress. She did quite a few movies, and then they were estranged for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then I think, I don't know, she did have a boarding house. There's all kinds of drama. You should read the book.
There's a lot of drama. When Kelly says it's darker than it is on stage.
The musical is really well done. It's a great book. It's great about relationships and how a mother really lives vicariously, like you said, through his daughters, and really how she really wanted it for herself.
For herself.
Yep.
And
that comes through pretty clearly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But there's great music, and we have a great band.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And Ellen Travolta got tickets to the show. She'll be there next weekend.
Yeah.
I did not know
and
that.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
She actually played in Gypsy at NIC about 30 years ago.
I did not know that either.
Was she?
She was Mama Rose.
She was Mama Rose.
Okay. Yes. My friend Jen Niederle was Gypsy Rose Louise. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I do remember that show. I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just fun to bring it back. And
it's been a while.
So. It has. So it'll be really fun to hear Ellen's take on it.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
I just don't want to know when she's there.
Right?
I'll probably hear her, though.
She will know when I'm there, though. Mm.
But so how do you feel? What do you think your next, what's your next directing choice, or what do you think you're going to do next?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be in this area for too much longer.
Yeah.
So
that's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're a good stepping start.
Are you from this area?
Kind of, sort of. I'm from, if you guys know where Colfax, Washington is, a couple hours south from here. Mm-hmm. That's where I grew up till I was about 15 years old. And then we moved up to Post Falls. So I've been here for quite a few years. I love the area. I love the theater in this area, especially. You know, this is such a, I grew up doing, in high school, I did CYT.
Yeah.
That's how I got into theater originally. Mm-hmm. And it's where I got.
CYT seems to be an incredible jumping board for a lot of young actors in this area.
It really is. The lessons that I was taught at CYT and just the theater etiquette, really. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing. You know, anybody can teach people to be an actor or you know, go to acting classes and get all of those skills. But I think the biggest takeaway from CYT that I'm thankful for is the etiquette that I learned there. Mm-hmm. Because going outside of CYT, you know, to different theaters and just seeing people that don't necessarily have theater etiquette, it's nice to have that for a lot of reasons, really.
Right.
So.
And we just had Bridget on, and Bridget said that you and Bridget played opposite of each other. How tall are you, Mark?
6'6".
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Bridget is not 6 foot.
No,
six.
She is not.
She had to stand on
so it was Music Man.
Okay.
And she was the lead gal.
Marion, the librarian.
The librarian, yep. Mm-hmm. And I was Charlie Cowell, the sleazy sales guy.
Right.
And a big part of the ending of that show is where, you know, she kisses Charlie Cowell to keep him there, you know? And
right. Yeah.
We were trying to figure it out. Originally, she was going to be up on a platform, like a deck. And so that's what it was going to be. And the set just didn't work out to be that way. So trying to figure out how to, you know,
make it look
natural. And so I just had to, I had a briefcase, like a big old suitcase. And so I had to, at some point, you know, I had to slam the briefcase down and set it there. And then put my leg up on it and lean on my leg so I was a lot shorter, and then she could initiate the kiss from there. So it took some thought and work, but we got it and figured out. It was a lot of fun.
Well, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
I know. I've dealt with that issue being.
Yes, I'm sure you have.
Under 5 foot and other people are not.
Right. And who is the leading man?
I have Thomas Gandy.
Thomas Gandy, played in Spamalot.
Mm-hmm. Yep, King Arthur and Spamalot.
Yeah, he's lovely. He's fun to work with.
Thomas is amazing.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
We're actually using his dog.
Oh.
Plays Chowsy. Yep.
His dog is Chowsy.
Chowsy. Yeah,
it's Maxine, but
that's cute.
That's her stage name is Chowsy.
Right. Chowsy.
So you said you want to leave the area, or you're thinking about maybe moving on. Where do you think you'll go, and what do you think you're going to do?
Probably not anything to do with theater at first. I'm probably going to move to New York for a few years. That's where my girlfriend lives. And then after that, still not entirely sure. In my perfect world, I could get a remote job, and then I could potentially come back for a couple months.
Right.
And work on another show here in the area.
Do a little this, little that.
Yeah.
Right.
That would be
the perfect.
That would be super, super cool if I could do that. But if not, that's, you know.
Yeah.
Well, New York would be exciting.
Yeah.
You're young. You can travel.
Go to Broadway shows.
Do fun things
every week.
I got to go to my first Broadway show pretty recently. So that
What did you see?
Back to the Future.
Was it good?
That was amazing.
Mm. Oh, fun.
Fantastic. Yeah.
That's fun.
I'm hopefully going to go see, actually, Tommy.
Oh, good.
Because I really want to see that one.
I love Tommy.
The very first show I saw on Broadway was The Wiz.
Really?
The Wiz.
Yeah,
it was
really good.
Yeah.
I think I saw, on Broadway, I saw Les Mis.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
I saw the Broadway production when it came to Spokane, but I didn't see that on Broadway.
I did see
Miss Saigon on Broadway.
Ooh.
And that was amazing,
because
they actually brought the helicopter down into the stage. It was crazy. It was really loud, too.
That's
if you get to go
cool.
to Broadway again anytime soon, go see Hadestown.
Hadestown.
Oh, yeah.
That's another one that I really want to see.
On Broadway is killer. Even on tour, it was amazing, but on Broadway, it made me cry. I was like, this is why I do theater. It was amazing.
I'll have to go look at that one, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mark, it's been really a fun ride, and I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Kudos to you for jumping in, because this is a big one, right?
Yes, it is.
And,
and I just want to mention that 1 year I was in the Kootenai Environmental Alliance's Junk to Funk, which I did for several years, and I was Gypsy Rose Lee.
Oh,
and
nice.
And my outfit was called Striptease. T-E-E-Z. And I made, so the idea is that you make your outfit out of recycled materials. So I took these old t-shirts and I stripped them and I made strip tees.
Nice.
And that was my outfit. And I went out there and I threw stuff on people. It was really, really fun.
I love
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I know.
That's
cool. Anyway, good I just had to throw that in.
I think that's good. So you are a stripper. I didn't know that.
I was once.
once I was a stripper. Now I'm just a podcaster.
Right.
There anyway. You go.
Well, thank you so much for being here today with us.
Absolutely.
We're really excited to see the show.
Just stay in town a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Okay. I know. It won't
I know.
Tell
I hate it when the kids leave. It's hard.
Oh,
it's hard.
It's so sad.
But we're really glad that you stayed for this one.
Absolutely.
And thanks so much. Have a great opening.
Thank you guys. Yep.
Break
you
a leg.
Too.
Break yeah, I
you.
Will. I'm excited.
I'll be right up front watching you.
I know.
Absolutely.
I'll spit right in your face. Only because I'm singing and using great diction.
Yes.
So again, we open tonight and we run all the way through May 5th. So it's two weekends and we have two shows on Saturday. We have a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. So get your tickets. We've got great seats available.
AspireCDA.com.
Yes.
And don't forget to use CALLIE as your promo code for a discount.
Get a couple 100%. Bucks off. Why not? Couple
right.
bucks. Come on. I even say, listen for me to say the word bucks in the show.
Bucks.
Anyway.
Thank you guys so much. It's
thank you, Mark.
You
appreciate it. Go see Aspire.
Yeah. I'm Allie.
I'm Callie. And whatever you do today, make sure it's creative.
The Allie and Callie ArtCast is sponsored in part by Tubbs Coffee Roasters, globally sourced, locally roasted coffee. Scraps Barbecue, a locally owned catering company. The Ovation Company, standing for what is right and good. And Pyramid Printing, a Coeur d'Alene favorite for over two decades.